Masechet Menachot, Perek Yod, Mishnah Vav. We said in the last Mishnah that a person is prohibited to eat from the new crop of grain before the Korban HaOmer is offered on the 16th of Nisan. We'll elaborate and we'll discuss the offering of Menachot from the new crop of grain, how that prohibition lasts for a longer time, as the Mishnah will explain. Mishnah says, HaOmer Hayamatir BaMedina. The bringing of the Omer would permit new grain to be eaten by people in the Medina all over, everywhere. Once the Omer is brought, Hadash is allowed to be eaten. And the Shteh HaLechem, the two loaves that are brought on Shavuot, allow new grain to be offered in the Bet HaMikdash. The Torah tells us that the Shteh HaLechem are a mincha Hadasha, that they're a new mincha. So the fact that it's a new mincha tells us that no other mincha was brought from the new grain of that year before this new mincha was brought on Shavuot. We'll now compare these prohibitions of bringing new grain as a korban before the omer is brought on the second day of Shavuot, and the bringing of new grain as an offering before the Shteh HaLechem is brought. And mevi'in menachot u'bikurim u'minchat behema kodem la'omer. Not allowed to bring a mincha or bikurim or the mincha of an animal offering before the new crop, from the new crop before the omer is brought. Bikurim, the first of the first fruits of the seven species that grow in Eretz Israel: wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. They're brought to the mikdash and placed near the mizbeach and given to the kohanim to eat. So two of them, which are wheat and barley, you're not allowed to bring bikurim from the new crop at this point in time before the omer is brought. Same with regular menachot or with minhat behema, the minhat esachim that are brought with a ola or a shelamim, they're not allowed to be brought other. Ve'im hevi pasul, and if someone violated the halakha and he brought any of these offerings from hadash, from the new crop, before the omer was brought, then whatever they brought is considered to be invalid. Not allowed, since you're not allowed to eat anything at that point in time, there's an absolute issur about it. Then at that point in time, it cannot be brought as an offering. And if you did violate the halakha, the offering is invalid. Kodem l'shteh halechem lo yaviv im hevi kasheh. You're not allowed to bring it either before the shteh halechem is brought on Shavuot. But if you brought it after the Omer, which is the 16th of Nisan, but before the Shteh HaLechem is brought on Shavuot, even though you're not allowed to do that at that point in time, if you did it, the offering after the Omer is considered to be kasher. The offering is valid, since you're bringing it at a point in time where there's not an absolute Yisur anymore, since people are allowed to eat it out there in public, and it's considered to be edible by people. We're not going to say that after the fact, if you brought it, that a person's offering is considered to be invalid, but rather it is valid.